Well, as far as my recollection goes, and my experience and recollection could be wrong, but, you know, it was the Detroit Auto Show for a long time, and it was great. It was crowded. It was two floors. You always look forward to going to it. And then it became the North American International Auto Show for, I don't know, 10, 15 years or something like that. And it kind of declined during then, but that's also during, you know, the internet coming, you know, early 2000s, the internet's coming up. So as you know, if you want to know about cars, you can just look them up online, right? You don't need to go anywhere. Before, if you wanted to know about a certain car, you had to go to a dealer, or the auto show was great because you could see everybody in one go. And that was awesome. And as a car guy, I always just used to like going to the auto show. But then the North American International Auto Show was like, oh, we need to coordinate this with other auto shows around the world. They tried to make it in August, and they did that for a while, but nobody in Detroit went because it's August and everybody's up north, or, you know, it's summertime. You know, who wants to go to an indoor auto show when it's summertime in Michigan? So they moved it back to the Detroit Auto Show, and now it's back in January, and yeah, I don't know. The auto shows might be a thing of the past.
Well, you're right. The internet, maybe half of it has been cut because you can look, like you said, you can look online, see what kind of car. But what I like to do, I want to see it in person. You know, even you know, really, that's how I am. Even when I buy clothes, I got to go there to see it in person and see what it look like and everything else. You know, even that is going to be gone too very soon.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I did. I walked into that show and I was like, "What? Well, I want to see these two cars because those are the two I might think about getting. You know, we need to replace my wife's car maybe in the next year or two." And I'm like, "These are the two cars that I want to go see targeted." But I love looking at all the other cars. And you know, that's always fun.
You know what, they were showing on Channel 7, and it was only what, you know, all these cars, they didn't show all the cars either. They just showed the Ford and the Bronco, and that was it. They didn't show the rest of it. Even these guys cut back on all that.